Immigrant families often come to the U.S. hoping for a better life for their children. That can mean learning English at a public school. It can also mean maintaining a language, like Spanish, that families speak at home. Research shows that has benefits, too. But what if one culture shares multiple languages? That's a challenge one school in Portland, Oregon, is facing with its Somali students. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Rob Manning has our story.
13 kindergartners and first graders walk into class at Rosa Parks Elementary. Their teacher, Salado Barrow, starts by chatting with them in a language many of them know from home. Obarrow also has the Somali kids recite key syllables.
Okay, Shakalder?
This class, a pilot program, was more than a year in the making. The need for it, though, to help Somali students here was never in doubt. In Portland, Somali students only have a 58% graduation rate. They also do poorly on state reading exams. And when it comes to the math tests, fewer than 10% pass. Numbers like that convinced Portland administrators like Michael Bacon to answer the Somali community's call for a language program. Somali families often come to Oregon from war zones or refugee camps. The urban schools the children enter is a different world, and many of them struggle learning English. Their parents wanted them to have the chance to also learn in their first language, like a lot of Spanish speakers here do.
The strategy is through embracing the very assets that those children come to school with, which is their linguistic assets, their cultural assets. When we do that, we have far better academic outcomes.
But offering a Somali language program was a first for Oregon. To learn more, school officials here trekked to Minneapolis, home to one of the largest Somali communities in the U.S. One person happy to see this effort was Musa Olal with Oregon's Somali American Council. He hoped Portland would take the Minneapolis model and run with it.
All we need to do is just copy-paste instead of reinventing the wheel.
It's not that simple, though. In Portland, the Somali community is more mixed than the one in Minneapolis. Two different languages with distinct cultural histories are spoken here. One is Maha, the language of Somalia's historic elite. The other is Maymay, spoken by many Somali Bantus. Neither language was taught at any school in Oregon. Batula Muhammad is an aide at Portland schools and is Somali Bantu.
It is important that our kids learn our language because always it is important where you come from and who you are and not to lose your identity.
So Portland school officials spent months looking for that person who could bridge both cultures and both Somali languages, Maha and Maymay. His name is Salado Barrow, the teacher we heard with his students at the start of this story. He says the two languages are similar but different, sort of like Italian and Portuguese. To demonstrate, I asked him to say, "Why are you doing this in both languages?" First, Maha. Okay, now in Maymay. In class, Obarrow starts with the dominant language, Maha, because it's easier to find Maha materials. He uses lots of pictures. Sometimes he'll ask students if they know the Maymay word for something from their family.
Okay, that's fine.
His students are still young. Kindergartners and first graders, so it's still too early to see results like higher graduation rates. But Obarrow sees another benefit, keeping kids connected to their parents who might only speak a Somali language. He's seen language gaps grow at home as students immerse themselves more and more in English and lose their first language.
Many kids, they are not engaged with their parents because of the language barrier, because the parents speak Somali and they speak English. They cannot communicate even like a few minutes.
And by emphasizing the two Somali languages at school, the pilot program is helping keep things equal without leaving certain families out. Next, Portland plans to expand the program to another grade school and a high school as soon as this fall. For The World, Rob Manning, Portland, Oregon.
For more of our coverage of immigration in the U.S. and to get involved in the conversation yourself, follow our Global Nation team on Twitter @GlobalNation.